Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Great to have you with us, wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, or, foreign land. The sun never sets upon the Video Game Review because we are proud and privileged to be on the American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. If you are in the military, you're doing a great job keeping us safe. So you stay safe and hope to see you at home very, very soon. As I mentioned, the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. That gets you in and that gets you heard coast to coast and where you happen to be. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app as well. Those are all Apple applications for receiving the programming here on Sports Byline USA. Rick Tittle with you, and normally sports talk, except for this 1 hour syndicated coast to coast video games. Been doing this show more than 15 years, not just sports video games, all video games, everyone from neophyte gamers to the hardcore peeps as well. Other ways of listening to the show: the TuneIn Radio application, the iHeartRadio application, Stitcher app as well, plus on your cable system, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, tune your cable provider. That's in 35 million homes. Also on SB Nation Radio, we stream through SBNationLive.com, and on Sirius Satellite Radio, 211 in progress, Dan Patrick channel. Great to be on Sirius once again as well. If you're new to the show, what we do is we'll take your calls, as I mentioned, 1-800-878-PLAY. Also, I'll give a brand new game away at 40 after, about a half hour from now. Cheat code reveal at the end of the show. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. That's how you'll win the game, too, rick@sportsbyline.com with your answer. Richard Grisham is going to join us for the new Out of the Park baseball game coming out. Second best reviewed PC game of all time. Pretty crazy. I'll also let you know what the new releases are this week as well. So we have a full hour of video game talk. Great to have you with us. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Time for your small business report, presented by Dell Small Business. A lot of new business owners are looking for ways to save money, so they look at tasks like accounting and bookkeeping as something they can do by hand. But there are so many options for good, easy-to-use accounting software packages that will save time and headaches, they will almost always pay for themselves. You can get basic versions starting at $10 to $20 per month, and if you need to send out invoices, they'll look so much better than if you try to do it yourself. So make the small investment and grab that accounting software. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the program. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on AFN. And, not sounding too great. I'm on my phone, actually, but doing these shows on Skype, and the Skype went down. So I know Skype doesn't sound great. You probably might not even notice the difference, but hopefully the next segment we'll get up and running on the Skype. Richard Grisham will join us in a little less than a half hour to talk about the new Out of the Park baseball. Second highest rated PC game of all time after Half-Life 2. Where is that rating from? It's like J.D. Power. Has anybody ever seen what J.D. Power is? I don't know what it is. Cars like to brag about it. A lot of other stuff, too. J.D. Power rated us. Maybe it's just one guy. Anybody know J.D.? Maybe not. All right, Rick Tittle with you. Also, we give away a brand new game at 40 After, as I mentioned as well. What have you been playing this weekend? What has been captivating you? As I said, if you were listening a few weeks ago on the show, and if you haven't, I'll just reiterate that I'm kind of giving up my search for a PS5. Not that I won't grab one the millisecond I can get it, but, you know, hitting refresh and watching out for emails. I just know because of these algorithms people have built all over the world, they get snatched up in the blink of an eye. So it's almost like, it's funny because it used to be, you know, going to the store and standing in line wasn't the way to go. You're better off getting it online, putting it in the cart and ordering it. But I think it's the opposite with these things. You're going to have to get lucky and find one in a store because the algorithms just snatch these things up. And we're getting close to 6 months since the launch as well. But here's something interesting that just came out this weekend and why I bring it up again. Not just the PS5, but of course the Xbox Series X and S, both difficult to come by. But according to a new article in The Guardian, one of the reasons that the shipments have been so slow is because of the chip shortage. Chip production has restarted, but of course demand currently far outweighs supply. And we know that Sony and Microsoft both struggling to meet demand at the moment. But, I mean, this all makes sense, and maybe you go, yeah, duh, Rick, I already knew this. I just thought overall, because of the pandemic, that everything was a little bit slower, because they could literally print money. As fast as they could make these things, they would sell them. So it doesn't behoove them, because it's not an auction form. It's not like, you know, there's enough oil in the world that everybody could drive for 10 cents a gallon. But if you release all the oil, then obviously you can't sell it for $5 a gallon like you do basically here in San Francisco Bay Area. Or like diamonds. Diamonds, the world is filthy with diamonds. But if you just put them all out there, then they would just be a shiny see-through rock. But if you release them slowly, see? But they're not doing that with PS5. It's not like you can get them on an auction site, but that's not what we do with them. We just want them, and they're already at a set price. So in the piece for The Guardian, Neil Campling, who's a media and tech analyst at Mirabad, he said, quote, chips are everything. There is a perfect storm of supply and demand factors going on here, but basically there is a new level of demand that can't be kept up with. Everyone is in crisis, and it's getting worse, end quote. Now, for me, doesn't that mean that PCs and Macs and other things that use chips, wouldn't that also be part of it as well? Sony, before they released, said that they were going to come out with 6 million PS5s at launch. And, of course, it didn't happen. But they're now saying, as The Guardian, that these will be in very, very short supply until late into this next year. All right, we have on the line Carlos. Carlos, where are you calling from, my man? Hello, Carlos.
Hi, how are you doing?
Where are you calling from, man?
From Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
Wondering where you guys are on SiriusXM because I can't find you.
Oh, we're on 211. But anyway, what's on your mind, my man?
Perhaps we can give the PS5 the underperforming or worst available system of the partial year and the end of last year, because I can't find any, and I got two receipts from two upcoming games that will be launched in April and or May. I can't remember exact launch dates, but one of them was the new MLB The Show, and I believe the other one was the Madden one. So I'm going to have two video games for the PS5, but no system.
I know, get in line. I have an extra controller, and I say extra, it's the only one I have. I have an extra controller, and I have Demon's Souls, and they've been sitting there literally for months waiting for the PS5. So as Bill Clinton would say, I feel your pain.
Do we know if the PS6, if that's even being thought of right now, or since the PS5 has been failing so much, maybe they'll end it at this lack of production?
I think there's always, you know, a plan B, but no, it's it would be like if your parents hadn't even met yet. I mean, they're looking for a partner, but no, they... If you think about how the PS4 released late 2012, and they got a good 8 years out of that, they're still figuring out the muscle on the PS5, and they said they can't even sell as many as they would want right now. So
they claim that there's a part that's not available, whatever kind of part that is.
Well, it's just that, as I was mentioning, the chip manufacturing, which they don't do on their own. They have to buy the chips, and then I guess the chips, you know. Maybe the whole reason, remember, the PlayStation came out was that they made a disc drive for the Nintendo, and the Nintendo said, nah, we don't want it, so they just made the PlayStation. I mean, they were originally were going to build it for Nintendo, so I don't know, maybe they should start making their own chips.
Yeah, really, that would be a good idea, you would think.
Yeah, but I'm with you, man. It's frustrating because we've never had to wait this long, because before when games came out, there wasn't a pandemic, obviously, and also they didn't have people who figured out how to buy them all instantly online before any of us got a chance at them. So those two combining factors means that we both are just kind of looking over the fence and waiting.
I believe the systems were available before the games launched as well.
Yeah, you can do that as well, too. Those dev kits come out, though, they're pretty early as well, too. But anyway, Carlos, man, as I said, I'm with you. And thanks for the call. I appreciate the time.
No problem. Anytime.
All right, cool. That's Carlos in the Windy City. And the number to call is 1-800-878-PLAY. I think the people who were writing me a few months ago, they're shocked that I didn't have the hookup. No, I don't have. It's a Japanese company. As much as I can get some free games to review, and over the years I've had some perks and some really, really, really cool parties and things like that, I do not have the hookup, obviously, or I'd have my PS5 right now. All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back, try and get this guy going here on Sports Byline.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years. People have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
The Video Game Review.
Brian, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you back on the Skype. Hope the audio is a little bit better. And lines are available once again in this segment if you'd like to get in, like Carlos did in Chicago. Speaking of Chicago, just a couple days ago, the Chicago City Council approved the building of a $30 million esports arena in Bronzeville. And it'll be used for esports and VR, professional video game players competing there. It will occupy more than 100,000 square feet and host more than 1,000 people. It will be called Surge, named after a guy. Surge, comment allez-vous? No, Surge with a U. Surge Esports Stadium will be located, if you're in there, Chicago, the 2500 block of South Wabash and McCormick Square near McCormick Place. The company that put it in front of the Planning Commission was called Smash Interactive. And the alderman, who's a woman, Alderman Pat Dowell, she was the one that helped credit getting this thing done as she's trying to urge more tourists to come in. Look, every city, I don't care if you're a big, huge city like Chicago or you're a little teeny backwater, you've been hit hard by the pandemic, and you need to get more tourists. They said out here in San Francisco that they lost something like $8 billion in tourism. I don't know where these numbers come from. It's just news stories, but that's a lot of money. I'm going to go on a limb and say it's a lot of money. But hopefully things will start reopening. As I said, I've been doing this more than a year from my house. It looks like, on paper, maybe first week in May, I'll be back in the studios. I'm on the Oakland side, but I'll be back across the Bay Bridge over in the studios again, where I've worked in downtown San Francisco since the 80s. How old are you, Rick? Pretty old. Because I got my first vax on Thursday. My next vax is tax day, and then that takes 2 weeks to kick in. So I don't know. Could be back first week in May, which I'd say on the one hand, it's nice. On the other hand, the commute would suck. But hopefully we're getting back there. But Chicago, I salute you. I do. You understand, as do most businesses, most sports teams understand. This is why they're hooking on with a lot of esports stuff. It's just it's the way of the future, and it's also something that's going to make money, even if you're not into it. That Billy Crystal told the story about his dad had a shop, and Billy Crystal was a kid. He said, "Why don't we sell Motown records?" And his dad said, "I don't like Motown music." He goes, "Yeah, but they're going like hotcakes." He goes, "Oh, I think I'll sell them." It's just smart business. So, you know, we've had several places here in the Bay Area. They've used the Oakland Coliseum Arena where the Warriors used to play. But a dedicated $30 million arena in Chicago, that would see a lot of action. I don't think there would be too many weekends where there wouldn't be something going on there one way or the other. All right. 2021 is also a huge year for Capcom as well, Captain Commando, because they got the 25th anniversary of Resident Evil, which they're throwing a year-long birthday party for. And now they're riding this wave of Monster Hunter, because Monster Hunter Rise is now out on the Switch. By the way, that's the game I'm going to be giving away right now. So, remember I said 40 after? That's what I'm going to have the guest. So, I'm going to do it now. Monster Hunter Rise for the Switch, which just came out 2 days ago. Rise to the challenge and join the hunt. In Monster Hunter Rise, battle fearsome monsters and use your rewards to craft a huge variety of epic weapons and armor. Published and developed by Capcom. This is already on the PC as well. Rated T for teen. Blood and alcohol references. What's an alcohol reference? I go for a cold one right now. What did I do? I think that means beer. It does mean beer. Yeah. Give me a tall boy and a shot of JMO. Yeah. Anyway, the question is Monster Hunter Rise. Is this part of an epic gaming family of Monster Hunter games? Or is this a standalone? Just let me know. Rick@sportsbyline.com and the second correct answer will win. Once again, Monster Hunter Rise now available for the Nintendo Switch. So, and by the way, Monster Hunter Rise already getting huge scores into the 90s from Metacritic. I just think, you know, I've always been somebody that's a little bit squeamish about huge boss fights. You might wonder, well, then why did I buy Demon's Souls? I do like Bloodborne and that type of stuff, but it's funny, usually in my normal day life, everyday life, how do you say it? I'm not someone that like suffers from anxiety too much, thank goodness. But bosses give me anxiety in video games. Not real life human bosses. I'm talking about video game bosses. Especially like, even like in a Link game where he's like, oh! And the door closes behind him and it goes into a quick cinematic and you're like, ah, crap. I don't even have the option of leaving. This game will not progress until I get past this boss. Anyway, you get to ride a wyvern in this and, sidekick palicos and palamutes, which are the staple feline and canine companions. And they can go off on their own to scavenge and you can ride them as well. And there's some new areas like the flooded forest and the shrine ruins. There's also a hub area called the Buddy Plaza, which is all about training and taking care of your animal pals, Tamagotchi. There's even a handler who can add new pet warriors to the team, and you can assemble your little beast squad there. But really, Monster Hunter, as always, it's about elevating the basic action RPG genre into this very distinct, stylized, it's very Japanese, thank goodness. It's got that feel to it, kind of that anime, even the fonts they use. But, I mean, Capcom, the way that you upgrade your gear and, you know, just these giant beasts, they hit it out of the park with this one. They really do. 1-800-878-PLAY. Also, I need to let you know what's coming out this week. As I said, we have an interview coming up. These are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Kingdom Hearts 3 finally makes it to the PC. Thank you. Action RPG, the classic Disney characters. Mickey Mouse in an action game. Oh, Donald Duck 2. Melody of Kingdom Hearts. Also on the PC. Undermine. PS4 action adventure. I saw Black Clouds. I love that. That's a PC adventure game. Narita Boy, PC, Switch, PS4, Xbox One, Action Adventure. Disco Elysium, The Final Cut, PS4, PS5, PC, Stadia, and iPhone. By the way, I saw Black Clouds. I have to be bad radio not to at least give you the blurb they sent me. It's from Wales Interactive, as in the country, in quotes, in Great Britain, developed by Ghost Dog Films. I saw Black Clouds as an interactive psychological thriller with supernatural elements and branching storylines. There you have it. also this week, Outriders. This is a PC, PS4, Xbox One, PS5, Xbox shooter. Carrier Command 2, real-time strategy game. It's RTS for the PC. Trail of Cold Steel 3. Sorry, Trails of Cold Steel 3. I don't know this game because it's on Stadia. Also, Ease 3, Lacrimosa. That's a Stadia game. Resident Evil 7 Biohazard makes it to Stadia. I still have never spoken to someone with a Stadia. Feel free to call in if you have it. I think the Stadia is a good idea. I just rather have a console myself. Dungeons and Puzzles. That's a Switch adventure puzzle game. Did you say Dungeons and Dragons? No, Dungeons and Puzzles. Aha! Yeah. So you can grab those as well. By the way, BAFTA handed out some games. That's the sort of like the British Oscars, but they set them, they make awards for video games. And their game of the year was Hades on the Switch. How about that? Getting some love. It beat out Animal Crossing New Horizons, Spider-Man Miles Morales, Ghost of Tsushima, and Half-Life Alyx. By the way, Half-Life Alyx, which I'm playing on the Index, is an amazing game. And it's also this type of thing. And for some reason, I don't know what it is, probably because it was $1,000. I don't have that huge like PPE stain in my... I mean, there's a mark. But like with my Google Go, which is Oculus, I'll just sit there and like look at scenery for 20 minutes and just these huge gouges in my face. Whatever. Get what you pay for. How about that? I like that the BAFTA's given out awards. You're doing all right. Can we give you an award for your video game? All right. Coming up next, we'll talk to Richard Grisham, the man behind the new Out of the Park. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
The
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's great to welcome back to the show Richard Grisham. He is a video game developer, and he's here to talk about brand new this week, Out of the Park Baseball 22, just in time for opening day. Richard, welcome back to the show. As with any game that is, each and every year, an annual game, you look for new quirks and additions, improvements. So what are we going to see different this time?
Well, the number one thing, and thank you for having me on, I appreciate it. The number one thing is every single team, every Major League Baseball team has a brand new, beautiful 3D stadium. So we have rebuilt all of the stadiums from the ground up, and we're really excited about it. It's a huge upgrade from the past. So that's the first thing that people will certainly notice. Your longtime fans will also be really excited about a whole new set of coaching updates that we've done that give your coaching staff a lot more ability to influence the success of individual players and the team, as well as a brand new addition to build your own ballpark in case you want to take a brand new stadium and say, you know what, this is fine, but I want to knock down Fenway Park and build my own version, or I want to take out a stadium and put my own vision in place. You could do that too. So that's just a few things that are brand new for the brand new season.
The other thing too is that you can take the helm of any major league team in history. So we can do Murderers Row or the Gas House Gang, or I can do Billy Ball, Ricky Henderson, Oakland A's.
You got it. Every single team and player in the history of baseball is in the game. So you can start, right now the 2021 season and take the A's or any team, the Giants, and turn them into, whatever you want them to be. You know, you manage the entire franchise from top to bottom, trades, free agents. This is not a stick skills game. This is all about your brain and how you put together an organization and manage and scout and draft and trade. You can also go back in time. The entire history of baseball from the late 1800s is all here, all the real teams, real players, real major leagues, minor league teams. So you can go back in time and rewrite history or relive it however you want to. And you can even say, I want to sort of have things happen as they did, or you can go to a certain point in time and just say, you know what, randomize this and let's just have some fun and see what happens. There's really, it sounds like hyperbole, but there's almost no limit to the amount of different ways that you can play out of the park baseball and experience the reality of what happened, or, sort of have your own little different play on real baseball.
The other thing, too, as you mentioned, having the license from the league and the union adds legitimacy to this, because there are some games that are fun, but if it's, farcical, fantastic names, it's just not as real than playing with the real teams.
Couldn't agree more. A few years ago, we acquired the MLB license and the MLBPA license, and it's not just about stamping the logo on there and making the logos real. It's about getting the real stadiums and getting the real artwork and getting the real players and getting the real photos and getting the real data. It elevates your game so much when you are officially partners. And, I use the word partners for a reason, because Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Players Association have both really stepped up and worked with us, especially the last couple of years, even more closely, as we, you know, have sort of been recognized as being this kind of unique little, you know, this unique little part of the Major League Baseball ecosystem, right? Like MLB has its big video game, like its big, you know, sort of tentpole video games that everybody knows, like MLB The Show, for example. Mm-hmm. But our game, you know, now we go on MLB Network every year and we do our official World Series predictions, and we've gotten those right 3 of the 4 times that we've done them. You know, we've done Power These Dream Brackets where we do these simulations of historical things. So it's really been amazing to work with Major League Baseball and the Players Association in real time, especially the last couple of years. And it's really helped our game a lot to the point where Gabe Kapler uses our game, you know, during spring training and during downtime to get him and his coaching staff reps. Like, they've been public about it. And Gabe Kapler actually came on our podcast a couple of weeks ago to talk about it. So it's been a really remarkable evolution of our game, and it's taken us definitely to a level that, frankly, I couldn't have envisioned it better than where we are now, from where we were a few years ago.
It's pretty amazing. We're speaking with Richard Grisham, Out of the Park Baseball 22, out this week. I think what a lot of people need to understand, too, is that to play this game, you don't have to be good at video games. And I think that's what intimidates some people. It's like, you know, I'd like to be involved. I love baseball, but, you know, I've never was any good at it. You don't have to be good, right?
No. In fact, it's a kind of a game meant for people like me. Like, I'm not the kind of person who's a competitive video game player. Like, I don't press the buttons fast enough. I don't move the sticks well enough. You know, I still like to play, you know, your Maddens and your NBA 2Ks and stuff, but I can't compete. You don't have to be that kind of a player. It's really just about, do you love baseball? And if you do, or, you know, do you love running an organization? And if you do, you just have all of these decisions that you make. And like in real baseball, it's very often not a right or a wrong decision. It's just about what kind of a team do you want, right? Do you want to be a team that's based around pitching and defense? Do you want to make sure you load up your bullpen with the most arms? Well, what does that mean? That means you might have to sacrifice power. You might have to sacrifice contact, or you might have to sacrifice something, right? You know, do you want to spend a lot of money on international and then over the course of a few years really build up your international pipeline? Or do you want to just focus on college players? You know, do you want to use a Rule 5 draft to sort of fill in some gaps? Do you want to spend, you know, money? Do you want to be like, you know, the new money in New York City, you know, behind the Mets and just start spending it like crazy? Like, there's all sorts of different options that you can do. And, of course, the fans are going to be there the whole time letting you know how successful you are or you're not. And your owner is going to give you some leeway, but you can't just do what you want to because, again, you're working for the owner. So, ultimately, he's going to give you some goals. And if you don't take care of those, right, you might be in a little trouble. But, of course, if you want to, if you don't want to have that pressure, you can always just turn on the commissioner mode, and you can sort of set it up to do whatever you want to just for fun in your own sandbox. So again, you can even customize the experience to where you are under the same sort of pressure as a real life general manager, or you can just have fun and do whatever you want to and see what happens.
That's really cool. And as we know with baseball, numbers mean more than any other sport. Like if you ask what's Kareem's scoring record? I don't know. How many touchdown passes did Peyton Manning throw? A lot. But how many home runs did Willie Mays hit? 660. I mean, baseball numbers, we hold them much more sacred, and you can go into a deep dive into the numbers and analytics here, Kane.
Yeah, all of the numbers are there. And this is one of the reasons that we sort of exploded in popularity, especially last year when, you know, right around this time last year, so many people discovered Out of the Park Baseball, is because it really is, there's just so much information in there. And it's not just like the newfangled stats that some people understand, right? Like, you know, your new saber metrics. Like, it's just, everything is in there, right? So it's in a way like its own living encyclopedia, right? You mentioned Willie Mays, 660 home runs. You can quickly click on him in the game and you can look at all of the data over his whole career, everything that he did. And you can also look at his ratings at various points, like what was he rated in 1955 or 1965 or, you know, 1970. You can see how he sort of progressed over the course of his career. There's so much fun information. And again, if you're the new school sabermetrics guy, it's all in there. But if you're an old school guy, kind of like me, to where wins and ERA and innings pitched and strikeouts are kind of still your barometers for how successful somebody is, that's in there for you too. But it's a numbers game, and we give you all the numbers you could possibly want, but also give you the freedom to ignore the numbers you don't want to pay attention to as well.
Well, I know that you guys have been rated the second best PC game of all time, which is amazing, and behind only Half-Life 2, and obviously everything's going to be behind Half-Life 2, and it's a different type
of game,
but you think about all the other amazing PC games, and you think about doing this now for over two decades. What's it like to have the staying power and not just be a flash in the pan?
Well, you know, I mention it regularly. It's been a really long climb to this instant success that we've sort of had, you know, really being recognized nationally and even globally as sort of the, you know, just the gold standard of strategy games is really incredibly fulfilling. But at the same time, we've had so many more people discover us and become part of our community in the last couple of years. We are more motivated than ever to deliver the biggest, best version of our game that we can be. And that means making sure that people who like to just play offline without anybody else, that they can have the best time, but also make sure that people who want to play online and compete against each other can do that as well, you know, in a lot of different ways. So we've developed a whole bunch of different new ways in the last couple of years, especially for people to play the game, because again, the world we're in today, some people really want to compete against others. Some people just want to have their own little sandbox and do their own thing. And they're both great. So really now we're just about making sure that with all these new fans and new players that we are going above and beyond to give everybody every kind of way to play that they could want.
Last question for you. In a nutshell, can you think of your favorite part of the game, Richard?
My favorite part of the game is being able to go in and uncheck the setting that allows me to take some of the great players that never got a fair shake to play in the major leagues and to put them in there. So I, you know, some of my favorite all-time guys are people like, you know, Satchel Paige and, you know, Cool Papa Bell. And, you know, those guys, I love going in there and putting them into baseball in the era when they should have been playing and seeing what happens. And that's, I mean, in a world of all sorts of cool things that you can do, that might be my favorite thing that I get to do in out-of-the-park baseball.
Outstanding stuff. Richard Grisham has been with us, and make sure to check it out. It is OOTP22, Out of the Park Baseball 22, which is out this week. Make sure to check it out and get it through Steam and just in time for opening day. And as you said, Gabe Kapler of the San Francisco Giants uses it in real time. Richard, congratulations on the game, and let's catch up down the road.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And let's go baseball. Can't wait. Let's do it.
Absolutely. I can't wait as well. All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline USA.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
The Video Game Review.
Back in the old N64 days. Actually, I think that was Super Nintendo, and that was a good game. Okay, Rick Tittle with you, and we always end the show in this fashion. I sing the Bulgarian national anthem. No, it's cheat codes. Send your request to Rick at sportsbyline.com, SPRTSBYLEINE. And this one comes from John with no H. John says, "Hey, Rick, writing in from Michigan, parenthetically, Dearborn. How do you get the PS2 Max Payne bullet time? Thanks for the email. By the way, once again, Rick at sportsbyline.com. Yeah, Max Payne, thanks for being very descriptive. On the PS2, there's something called bullet time and fights, which you don't get a lot of. But there is a code, which you know of, and I'm about to tell you, where you get unlimited bullet time. And it's a cool code because you can just pause right when you need it. You pause the game, and you enter on the PS2, left one, left two, right one, right two, triangle, X, X, triangle. Unpause the game, and you have unlimited bullet time. Once again, pause the game, left one, left two, right one, right two, triangle, X, X triangle, unpause the game, and there you go for Max Payne on the PS2. I have had people over the years write and say, you know, Rick, I don't like cheats, I don't need cheats. Well, then don't use them. And it's right, if it really offends you right at the end of the show, you can just turn it off right there. But if you're competing, then even if it's a LAN or you're on the couch with somebody, if you're competing, then yeah, cheats are no good. But if you're playing by yourself, and who cares about the trophies you get? I never have. If you're playing by yourself, if it makes it more fun, it's entertainment. That's all. It's just entertainment. If it makes it more fun, cheat all you want. video game wise, we're talking about. All right, thanks for tuning in. Have a great week. We'll see you next week on another live edition of, wait for it, the Video Game Review.